Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger, JP on the bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. At Roger JP, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, like us and follow us. I know I mentioned the Ouija board story before, and this is kind of weird and on like a similar vein, but I don't know why two of these types of stories are in front of me today, but this kid who tells his mom that he misses the band he used to be in. He's like four or five. And he describes the band.
No way.
He knows how to, like, make movements, like, from the band, like, really weird stuff. And that leads to stories of kids who say things. I guess there's more than
I've heard
this
of this stuff before.
Yeah, there's a bunch on YouTube, and there's a group on TikTok. Kids who talk about their past life. And they're young, really young, innocent kids who talk about stuff, and it is really convincing.
I'm not a religious guy.
Uh-huh.
One of my kids starts talking about that past life, I'm immediately going to the priest.
Going for the exorcism?
Get the water, whatever you guys got to do. You got to think, you got to shake in his face. You got to smoke some stuff around him. Whatever you got to do,
I understand.
Man.
It's weird. And I don't know. You know, I've always had this. I'm not saying I had a past life. I don't know about this stuff.
Uh-oh.
But I always had a feeling.
Strap yourself in, kids.
When I would be in like really old houses, like 1700s type houses, or up in New England by, you know, Bunker Hill and stuff like that. I don't know. I just always felt an attachment to that stuff for some reason, more than anything else, more than being at the World War II Memorial or something with Vietnam or whatever. Like, for some reason, that time period, I always felt like kind of an attachment to or familiarity with, but I wouldn't go so far as to say I had a past life in it, but do we all, maybe, have we had a past life?
Didn't my father-in-law once call you Benedict Arnold? Or was that me? Remember we pulled a prank on him with the mailbox?
Yeah, I think he called me. Why would he call me Benedict Arnold?
Because he was pissed off that you...
I wouldn't tell him?
That you didn't have his back or something like that.
Yeah,
he might have called...
Yeah, but
been,
we were playing the prank on him.
It might have been me, you Benedict Arnold.
Why did he say it like that?
We ended up saying, I forgot what the prank was. It doesn't matter. I know what the prank was. It was something about, like, his, because he used to have his mailbox was on the wrong side of the driveway.
Right.
So if you pulled into his driveway, the mailbox was on the passenger side and not the driver's side. So we made believe we were the town that he was going to have to redo his, the whole thing. And they were finding him every day it was up. And he started yelling and screaming. Fell right into it.
He sure did. At first.
Hook, line, and yeah. Sinker.
So I don't know if I knew Benedict Arnold in a past life or something, but it's just, I don't know. I just feel comfortable with like late 1700s stuff. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it's not this. This kid, James, who lives in Louisiana, is 2.5. That's when he started talking about having dreams and memories. And he said a name, Lieutenant James Houston. And he would say that he was a fighter pilot. He said as he got old, as he grew up like a year or two, he started at 2.5 talking about aviation and flying and all this kind of stuff.
Okay, so a two-year-old, even if you just don't believe in past lives or whatever, how do you explain a two-year-old knowing the word aviation and lieutenant?
I know, it's weird. Then he mentions Uniontown, Pennsylvania. He mentions, by now he's four. All these facts keep coming up. So then he said he was killed in Iwo Jima. They looked it up. And sure enough, and there's no way the kid could know it, all of it is true. Like, how weird is that?
It's not weird at all. It's just believable.
It's,
what do you mean it's not weird?
Of course it's weird.
Of course it's weird.
If you believe in that sort of thing, then it's like, okay, well, then there you go. That's an instance of it.
His father took him to a flight museum in Dallas, and nothing. There were no, like, kids didn't see anything that struck him as familiar or whatever. But he would be laying down, and like if he dozed off, he would have a dream where he would scream, "Airplane crash, on fire, cake it out, help."
Jeez.
Right?
It's traumatic for
him. And
his
he would
brain.
Be kicking and pointing at the ceiling or whatever. And then at one stage, she took him shopping, his mom, and he saw a plane in a shop window. Maybe it was a hobby shop or something. He says, look, she said, look, it has a bomb at the bottom. And he was 2.5 years old when she did this. And he said, that's not a bomb. That's a drop tank. He's 2.5. How weird is this?
I'm telling you what. I'm leaving that kid at the police station.
No.
He said he flew a Corsair.
Wrap him in a blanket, put him right outside the police station.
He said other times he told his parents he flew a Corsair, which is really a plane, and he took off from a boat called the Natoma. And they're like, all right, what's the Natoma? They look it up. Sure enough, there's a battleship from World War II.
So what do you do with this?
A carrier ship called Natoma Bay.
What do you do with this? As the parent, what do you do with this?
Yeah. I don't know what you do with the kid, but it's like really convincing that this kid lived a different life.
Yeah, all you do is you understand.
It's weird
that
though.
Your kid had another life, and you either learn from it or just my whole thing for this would be the poor little underdeveloped brain. He doesn't understand what he's saying, or he knows what he's
right.
saying. He's
so
right.
Where's it coming from?
So what you do is protect him from any trauma. Like, will he have a flying phobia now because he saw he knows about plane crashes, that his brain isn't strong enough or developed enough to get that sort of thing. You know, as a parent, all I would be thinking is, let's just let him know this is normal. It's not weird.
It's not normal.
Well, I'm just saying, so he doesn't have issues. Like, so he grows up and he just happens to have another life. He's in this life now, and it's okay to talk about whatever this is. Don't feel ashamed. Don't be scared. Nobody's going to laugh at you. Nobody's going to call you crazy or weird.
What a bet.
And to make sure that the kids' mental health is good. Other than that, it is what it is. What are you going to do?
So these parents, you're asking, what would the parents do? These parents are just walking right into the fire. They're not being afraid of this at all.
You think that kid can do party tricks?
They took him to a veterans reunion in 2004, so he was 6 years old in 2004. He took him to a reunion of veterans who served on the Natoma. The kid walks in with his dad, and he recognizes one of the old guys.
I love this. That's what? Awesome.
He recognizes one of the old guys who was on the ship 60 years ago.
Norm!
And he says to his dad, he goes, they're so old.
Because the last time the dead person saw
he knew them when they were
him.
Young.
Yes.
No!
So he knew, he recognized an old guy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
From the Natoma, and it had been 60 years since they had, served together.
But in his
quotes.
Hold on a second. What did the guy... Did the kid go up to the dude and say, hey, do you remember me? I'm so-and-so, and watch that guy grab his chest and drop to the floor?
They don't say he did that, and maybe that's the reason they didn't. But it sure would have been amazing if... I mean, I feel like this is a movie. I feel like
that's
it's like
taking over an
M. Night Shyamalan
what that's
movie.
Doing is taking over an event. So if those so veterans weird. Were there for some sort of reunion,
right.
And all of a sudden this two and a half year old kid goes up to this one guy, he's like, hey, what's up, Jimmy? Remember me? I served with you on the Natoma. And the guy just like, poof, and hits the floor.
Oh my,
is right.
Yeah. So the father wrote a book about it, and it's out there. It's sold pretty well around the world. Because people really are interested in, I guess, kids who have had past lives and prove it. Because the kids have no real life experience, so they're not scamming anybody. So that's the problem. You can't say if he was 45, you're like, oh, this guy's scamming us.
Is there some sort of parent support group for? I mean, how many?
It doesn't
of these
say,
kids
but
how many of these kids could there be?
It can't be many. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, it's so.
I give
you
the
never
parents,
hear about it. I mean, you just don't hear about it.
I give the parents credit for doing the research. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of parents would be like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
You know?
Hey, why is he talking crazy?
Go get your iPad.
Let's go see a therapist. That's what I mean. That's
yeah,
what you'd think. But
nuts,
he's coming
man.
Up. He's spouting not crazy stuff. He's just talking factually. So how do you not look it up? And then what you do? I don't know what you do from there. It's really pretty spooky.
John Brennan, that baby's going to Top Gun.
Right, he's already got the skills.
Wasting his talent in that program director's chair.
So this little kid, James, from Louisiana, could be... So 98, so he's now 25? 25. I wonder how he's adjusted. And if he's like a regular kid who's grown into
so
a regular
adult.
Oh,
he's an adult now.
He is now. He was 6 years old in 2004. And the book's been out a little while. So I wonder how he's adjusted. That'd be cool to find out.
Wow.
But the fact he knew, the hometown of this guy, the full name, there's so many things he knew. It's really weird. And he was 2.5, 3 talking about
how
this stuff.
How great would it be? You're right. This is like a John Night Shyamalan movie.
M. Night. No. M. Night Shyamalan.
You don't remember? You guys don't remember that?
I thought it was M. Night Shyamalan or something.
M. Night, that's it. I messed it up.
Shauna John.
Sorry about that. What if that kid was 2.5 years? So how old? It was 2.5 when they brought him to that reunion?
No, he was 6 when he went to the reunion. He had been talking about airplanes since he was 2, and then specifically this guy's name since he was 2.5.
At 6 years old, he recognizes that older guy, mm-hmm. right, that served on that ship, and just started saying things that only he introduces himself as the guy that as somebody who served with him, and then would start saying things that only.
Right.
Somebody who served at that time with him could possibly know.
No.
Like, remember that time we were in Italy and you stole the big leg of prosciutto and stuck it in your foot locker, that kind of thing?
That's the story.
Yeah. You know?
Were you?
What happens?
Yeah.
I would run screaming for my mother.
Yeah. I want to look up the book because it's so interesting. I want to know the rest of the story when he met the veterans because I think you're right. That's the most interesting
thing. That's where everything
is.
What
did they say? Did he tell them what he knew and how did they react to that? I mean, maybe they threw him out. You know, I don't know. It's a really weird story.
Jim, on line 2, what's happening?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, man.
What's up, Jim?
I used to watch this show. It was called The Ghost Inside My Child.
What?
And it was all about what you guys are talking about. It was about kids that were 4 and 5 years old that they can't sleep at night. They have bad dreams. Like, this one story was about a child who kept dreaming about being on the Titanic. And, you know, a five-year-old dreaming about being on the Titanic seems kind of weird. But then, you know, he became obsessed with the boat. And it turns out that he was reliving the sinking of the Titanic. It was the weirdest thing. But, yeah, it's a show. I don't know if it's still on. Maybe you can Google it on YouTube or something, but it's called The Ghost Inside My Child.
Yeah, there's clips on YouTube at least. Wow, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think that this stuff happens that often, but you watch the show, and it's kind of crazy how often it actually does happen.
That's weird, because we never hear about it. Maybe. I mean, can you imagine if... Who believes that we all live, is it Hinduism that believes we are animals in the past or we used to be a lizard or we'll be a lizard in the future type thing?
Yikes.
Reincarnation?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah,
the whole thing freaks me out.
Couldn't get it out.
The whole thing freaks
me out.
I know.
It's very, like, spooky stuff. And it's just the age of the kid makes it so legit. Unless the parents put him up to it, but how do you hold that off for years? You write a book about it and pull it off.
I forget the premise, but is this kind of what was the movie with Bruce Willis and what was that
Signs.
Haley Osment or whatever his name is?
Is it Signs? That's an MLA.
I see dead people. The
Signs.
Not Signs.
Not Signs.
No? Oh, Sixth Sense. Sorry, you're right. Sixth Sense.
Is that what it was? It the Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense.
Isn't
yeah.
that what this was? Isn't this what that was?
Oh,
I don't remember
because
it's been a long time.
Yeah, I saw it once a long time ago. I don't remember what his talent
was. Whatever happened to that kid?
Oh, he's grown up.
Is he a grown-up
actor? He's around.
Like,
I think he had some trouble, too.
Isn't he an adult actor?
He was in The Boys. You ever watch The Boys?
Right.
No.
The rated R, like, superhero movie. But he's, like, fat now. He's, like, a big boy now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's pretty jolly looking.
Pretty jolly looking. Mike, do you believe he's... I'm sorry, Mr. Calta, do you believe he's talking like that?
It's like hold up a mirror, Dizzy. hold on, I got a pot over here and a kettle here. You look at it. You tell me what's the difference over here.
I can't stand it. I hate that trickled into this show now.
Calta crushing you.
How'd you not think that was going to happen?
Yeah, as soon as I said it, I was like, damn it, Gareth.
He's a big boy.
Give the alley-oop.
It's funny. It's like he's looking in the mirror or something like that. Right. Like, instead of watching. Funny thing, he wasn't watching The Boys. He was looking at himself in the mirror.
Right.
That's a big boy.
I hate you guys.
Your mic is still on.
Technical error. Whoop, whoop. Abort. Well, chew on that one for a while because I don't have any explanation. You know, most stuff we sit here and we're like, listen, they're just, they did this or they're what you call it, they're faking the whole thing or they're telling stories, they're lying, whatever. But I can't. I mean, these kids, I don't understand how you explain away what they're saying. There's another kid from outside Scotland on an island who, from Scotland, from Glasgow, who talked about her previous life on the island of Barra, which is a couple hundred miles off of Scotland. And, like, just memories of him living there. And his parents like, what is he talking about? And he talked about some guy, his dad on the island. His name was Shane Robertson, and that he died when he was hit by a car. And his words were, he didn't look both ways. And, like, they went and looked it up, and there's a guy, Shane Robertson, who died. Like, it's just, I mean, it's just crazy stuff.
We should probably take a break.
It really just...
I don't need this stuff in my
gives
life.
Gives reincarnation like a real steroid shot. I mean, it's, I never think about reincarnation, never. And then the story, like, brings it right up. Weird, like I said, like Ouija boards. Like, it doesn't come up much, but this, much more believable than Ouija boards. Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 1:35, we'll do a top 10 list. Drew and John coming up at 2 p.m. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.